What is the issue?
Then you want to know what is citta exactly.
What is the citta exactly?
Because we all are confused.
Yeah.
You are all confused. Why are you confused? How can you be confused?
What's the difference between vijnana and citta?
Consciousness is a part of the citta. Just like samadhi is a part of the concentration is a part of the citta. Greed is a part of the citta. I mean, the citta is a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
And the facets is consciousness, yeah? Huh? And greed, hatred, delusion, yeah, and so on. All your characteristic tendencies that are the facets that, you know, I mean, that's why people only see the facets. They never see the diamond.
But what's different between diamond and vijnana?
It's a facet of the diamond. But it's not the diamond.
But when you say that it's pure knowingness.
Pure knowingness, that is not vijnana.
It's not vijnana.
No. Vijnana. Consciousness is you're conscious of something coming into the sense contact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And then once you know, I mean you're conscious of the sense contact, then the memory, you know, tries to make a label on it what it is. Yeah? A lot of people confuse sense consciousness with citta. It has nothing to do with it, yeah?
But what?
I mean, if you see, yeah? I mean, you can have the experience, yeah? When there is no consciousness, yeah? Because the consciousness, yeah? I mean, comes and goes. But it comes and goes so fast that you can't catch it, yeah? It's just like these old movies, you know, when they played, you know, the movie, you know, sometimes you saw a black bar just between the movie pictures, yeah? And consciousness is just one moment you take a picture and the next moment you take another picture.
But
and in between there is no consciousness.
But sati essentially is we develop in consciousness, right? Sati, when we do
sati. No, sati is developing knowingness. Consciousness and knowingness are two different things. Yeah? Knowing is knowing, yeah? Consciousness is aware something has tripped, you know, the sensory inputs. That's what consciousness is.
What carries karma in the life?
What?
So, many lifetimes, right? And then what goes from the life to life?
Karma. Yeah.
Just karma.
Yeah. It's just karma, yeah? Because the citta doesn't go anywhere. The citta is always there. But avijja, you know, I mean, grabs hold, part of a citta, you know, part of this, you know, eternity, yeah, and says, it's me, yeah. And as long as it is me, you know, this karma is also attached to this part of the citta, yeah. But when the karma, when the citta, you know, is free, I mean, it becomes whole again, yeah. Don't even think about it. Just practice. and the more you practice, the more you will understand. Yeah.
I have a practical question. So, in this tradition, I like haven't heard about much about relaxation. Isn't it important, like for the practice, or body relaxation, mind relaxation, like letting go, all this kind of stuff? Because usually the only approach is just knowing, right? Knowing, always knowing. But
if you see that you're tense, you know, I mean, tell yourself, relax, yeah? I mean, the nice thing about meditation practice, yeah? I mean, it's, you can go, you know, once you do investigation of the body, you can go in every place, you know, and then just, you know, send a command there, relax, yeah? And then it instantly relaxes, yeah? I mean, you can really, you know, I mean, you become the master of the body. You know what kind of food has what kind of impact on the body, yeah? Because not everybody's food is the same, yeah? Of course you can use, we don't use the relaxation, you know, of yoga techniques and things like that.
No, I mean, just before the session you relax body.
Of course, you can go through the body, you know, I mean, you can go from top to bottom, you know, and relax everything, yeah? Fine. There's no problem.
Okay. Yeah, but the main idea of this technique is if you tense, you have to know where you tense, what is tension.
I mean, you feel it. Can't you feel it when you tense?
Yeah, but the usual answer on this question is like go and investigate your tension. Because relaxation is kind of escaping from the tension. Because you have to go and invest, like anger. Same is anger. You go and investigate anger.
That's a feeling. Yeah. Anger is a feeling. Yeah? That creates tension. Yeah? Or that creates, you know, the heart beating up. But it's the same with lust. It creates a heart beating up. So I don't know what you mean with tension, you know, if you feel that there are some tension. I mean, the moment you let go, you know, you relax the tension, the thing that is behind the tension can come up. So you see it, yeah? Sometimes you don't know. Of course, the mind creates a tension, yeah? So our fears, our thoughts, our memories, you know, create this tension, yeah? So when we go to this place where this tension is, yeah, and it can become, you know, if people, you know, especially in the West, you know, people become, they don't let go of these things, and then the tension become an illness, yeah? Yeah, become a sickness, you know, and then doctors have to treat it, yeah? But for us, you know, I mean, if you go, you know, when we see, sometimes, you know, I mean, we are stiff, you know, and there are tensions like that, and then you just can relax. But most of the tension, you know, you experience in the beginning are from the mind, yeah? So, when you go there, yeah, you focus exactly, just like focusing on pain, yeah? You go, you first accept the pain, just like you first accept, you know, the tension,
yes.
And then you try to relax. And then you see what is behind it. Yeah? Not the first time, not the second time, maybe the third time or fourth time. Yeah?
Yes.
It's the same with the pain investigate. Yeah? You go there, you focus on it. Yeah? You don't want to go it away. You don't want to, you know, but you want to understand where is the pain, you know? Or what is pain? How does it feel like? And that's the same thing with the tension. Okay. Yeah.